Well, joining me now live from Santa Cruz is Christine J. Hong. She's professor of the University of California. Let's have her comments on the situation on the Korean Peninsula. Ms. Hong, thank you very much for being with us. Now, a lot of people are saying that things this time round on the Korean Peninsula do look a lot more serious than ever before. What's your opinion?
You know, even the U.S. commander of armed forces in Korea, General Thurman, said that even one miscalculation could have the gravest consequences. So I think that we're really, your report really nicely outlined what the situation is. But what we also know now is that China has amassed forces along the North Korea-China border, and it itself has begun live fire exercises in the West Sea at the same time that the United States and its ally South Korea are conducting massive war games around the Korean Peninsula.
So quickly, if you can, before we leave you, Ms. Hong, do you think, however, that the North, if it does launch a military strike, it can afford it, and the United States, if it takes a step forward, that it can be able to face the consequences? Or do you think that this is going to stay in just a war of words between the two sides and at the level of just rhetorics?
I think that what's so terrifying is even, we could say that it's just rhetorical, but all the military infrastructure is in place for this to turn very quickly into something lethal and catastrophic. So I don't think that we can just rest on the hope that this won't turn devastating. And so I think that you asked if either side could afford an all-out war. No. And the side that would be the most grievously impacted would be the Korean Peninsula, both North and South. If the U.S. ever were to seriously contemplate a nuclear strike against North Korea, as it has many times in its relations with North Korea, that would have devastating consequences, not only for people north of the 38th parallel, but throughout the entire peninsula. So the U.S. keeps saying that the actions of North Korea are provocative, yet its own actions have enormously destabilized circumstances.
Christine J. Hong, professor of the University of California, with us there from Santa Cruz. Thank you very much.